Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
He was limited. Get a new spiel, Matt. Come on, man.
Mr. Unlimited.
No, Mr. Limited, no. In this case, edition. The games aren't played on paper. They're played, in this case, on the field turf of Lincoln Financial Field. But where do the Packers have the advantage in this game?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a good answer for it, though, addition. And if you're talking to someone and they've got a booger sticking out of their nose, are you required to tell them that that is there, or do you just
keep talking?
Not you. It's I'm not clean. You, no, and it's you not Jesse.
Tell them there's a booger. No teasing necessary. Clean the booger out.
Don't tell me there's a booger.
Nobody wants to be walking around boogie city.
I did not tell the person. I would like to be told. Yeah, I did not.
You're Bilford.
Family member, family member and tier one friend, you tell them there's a booger. Anybody else, just let it ride. They'll figure it out. Don't make it awkward.
Yeah, if it's somebody you don't know, you don't bring it up. But if it's somebody you know.
No, it's somebody I know.
No, I would say tier four, you say it, Jess.
I didn't
think that's even the case.
I didn't. And it must have fallen out. When I saw them later, it was not there anymore. Addition. Of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, Jesse Nelson back in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and back in his undisclosed location. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. No boogies. Good pickleball win at the pack this morning. So, all in all, I can't complain.
Are you getting
undefeated?
Healthier?
Whoa, whoa. Undefeated in the new year, if you can believe that. Undefeated.
Did you drop down a competition class?
Why you got to be like that?
It's just a question. Because
did not you?
Matter of fact, whoa, whoa, let me tell you. We got our B group, and it's starting to dwindle. Got my boy Dags left. He quit for a year. I don't know if we're ever going to get him back.
He quit the game?
At least with me. I don't know if that was. I took it personal that he did. We're hoping Jesse, with that new paddle that I got him, he's going to elevate and get out and start coming to play in the morning.
That was a nice gift. That was a really nice gift.
And it wasn't even as thoughtful as the gift that I got you.
And I brought it home.
That's the thing that hurts. That's the thing that hurts. Yeah, it's not in a trash bin. It's not in a trash bin.
I don't think it's in the trash bin. I think it's just in the
group. Am I right?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, so I'm undefeated. I feel good. But we brought an A-level player in today. We ran out of Bs, so we had to climb up to grab an A. Old Shicky.
Shicky
came down and played played in the B League, and we got him a couple times.
He played down to your level then when he played.
I think he's rusty. He can't get a game with the A guys, so he hasn't played in a while. He's a little rusty, which is we pounced. That was good.
He's the Boise State of pickleball. The A's don't want to play him.
Maybe.
And then he's rusty.
Yeah, we'd be like South Dakota State's. We're high end FCS. And I would say he's probably like a New Mexico. The Lobos, where my buddy's at. Got to build it back up. I'd say he's like a Lobo.
Is your knee better? Are you feeling better?
I am, yeah.
Did you get some sort of a treatment, or you just been resting it, or what?
I don't know. I'm not going
to
talk about it.
Went to MadisonWeightLoss.com and slimmed down a little bit, less weight on the knee?
Probably be a smart move. But
the reason
our show
I
has that covered already, so we'll have to.
He does. Slim
maybe
Jesse.
Maybe less Baskin Robbins. It's been a little less Baskin Robbins.
Although, Jesse, I don't want to put your business out on the street, but there have been some people that have questioned you recently, I believe.
About what?
You got to tell them.
Why
you gotta,
are you laughing you like a it. Hyena?
It's because I'm going to cough and laugh at the same time.
What is this, Lion King?
Hakuna Matata.
My mom's in Idaho right now, and she hasn't discovered Wisconsin On Demand yet, so I can talk about her. Some disparaging comments from my mom over the holidays regarding my experience
say?
With Madison Weight Loss, which she's very in the wrong about.
I think what did she say?
So around the holidays, and there's a reason why Madison Weight Loss had a great special going on in December where they had their lowest rates available for the year to start your new journey, loss journey in 2025, because the holidays are a tricky time. There's a lot of cookies and Coors Lights and chocolate and all the good stuff, and so I think everybody puts a few extra pounds back on, whether you've lost 40 pounds during your weight loss journey or not around the holidays, and then you get back after it in January. So I gained a little bit back. It wasn't like a lot, but sitting around celebrating Christmas over the weekend with my parents, my mom says, "You look like you did before you started the weight loss program." And I said, excuse me, I'm still 30-something pounds down.
Mrs. Nelson.
Like, whoa, Mrs. Nelly.
Not even close to being where I was before the weight loss pro. Yeah, I gained like 5 back. Like, we're not, I didn't gain 40 pounds in a couple of days here. Like, what are we talking about, Mom?
Your mom, I think your mom needs to have a regular segment on this show.
I think so, too.
I strongly
disagree. I think we need to see what we have to. We'll see if we can't get FedEx to be a partner and bring her back as like kind of the retirement package. And we have a Wednesdays with. We'll figure out what day it's going to be with Mrs. Nelson.
Because she obviously delivers.
Good.
I don't know if you know what you're signing up for, if you want to go down that road.
Well, we saw her at Fleet Farm, and I have a general idea of what we're signing up for. I'm on board with it.
She's unfiltered, as you found out. Jesse, you still look great.
I don't know what your mom's talking about.
Thank you very much. Nowhere near where we started with Madison Weight Loss. It was an amazing experience.
Great
still
partner.
Way down.
Great transformation, but a funny
Kudos
story nevertheless, and I appreciate you sharing that. The reason I ask about your knee, other than caring about you as a...
I thought you were talking about boogers. Just wait a second. We're boogers, we're Mrs. Nelson, and now we're going to my knee?
Is this what it's like to do a show with you? Stream of consciousness.
Like this is fun. I like this.
Okay. The reason I ask about your knee and whether it's feeling better is because obviously when you have a nagging injury, it impacts your effectiveness. And Jordan Love very clearly is still feeling soreness in his elbow. He has feeling back fully in his hand. That's not an issue. He does not have numbness anymore. But he said his elbow is sore. And it was...
Yeah, there was. Let me tell you something. I listened to that audio that y'all sent over. Who made the joke about her? Who was the beat guy that did the joke? Talking about Jordan's elbow, and it's a real funny boner. It was a super lame joke. Was that you?
It was not. He hit his funny bone, and it wasn't funny. No, it was not me. You will hear.
That was bad.
I did not. I don't even know if I got an elbow-related question in because there were so many of
this
them.
This bad boy. It makes me. I got to go in here now and find one.
Could you do it in the break?
Keep going.
Well, you're literally reading a book while we're doing the show.
You love reading on the radio, so while you're talking, I'm going to read. It's no big deal. Just keep going.
Well, let's hear what Jordan Love had to say. I don't know. Jesse, did the you hit your funny bone? Wasn't funny. Did not make it onto the...
and you all know... fake laugh like that. It's beautiful. I love it. I love it. You think anybody would watch a Netflix doc on all you beat people?
First of all, you know that...
Wow.
Jesse, I have a request. You know that Dame Time GIF that you created? I would like you to create a GIF out of the Tausch laughing there, because it was a really flattering look for him on the video chats.
We'll get right on that.
It was good. It was good.
Well, Jesse, I have a request for you to not do that. So, it's a double stamp, triple stamp situation. That's how
Jesse's the tiebreaker. He gets to decide.
Double stamp, triple stamp.
Let's hear how Jordan Love answered. I'm using that term extremely loosely. Questions about his elbow yesterday.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm struggling here.
That's kind of what I thought might happen.
Long story. Yep. I have 7 seconds.
You guys just keep going. I'll keep reading my book, find a joke that fits.
So we have a computer issue here where every now and then it says error downloading the file content. So I didn't have this one ready ahead of time. And I'm
what happened to the pirate?
Jesse,
it's right on the rundown. I actually looked at it and I thought that we'd throw it to it. But what happened to the pirate who couldn't pee?
Yar, what did happen to him?
He became irate. No P. Pirate. Irate. Thank you.
Seems like a joke.
It's not as funny as that elbow thing with Jordan Love yesterday, but it's still. So, all right. So, since there's no audio, I'll jump back in and take this thing over.
I have Matt LaFleur on. So, I don't have Jordan Love.
Jason, why are we surprised? I did a hit with Jim, Matt, and Molly last night with John Adiason. And it's, John, you know, obviously does a great job on our volleyball broadcast.
He's really good.
He asked, like, is that how players are supposed to do it? Why all the subterfuge, basically? And my point was, what good does it – if Jordan comes out and says, yeah, my elbow's really sore, I don't know if I can play, what good is that? And what good is it if he says, I feel fresh as a daisy and I'm 100%, I'm good to go? This is what he should do. Why is anybody surprised or frustrated by those answers?
So let me devil's advocate you, because of the messaging that it sends to your locker room and to your teammates and to the fan base, and say, look – I'm not going to be 100%. I'm not. I'm obviously, that was not fun to go through, but I feel fine. And there's no way in God's green earth I am not playing in a playoff game that's win or go home. I will do whatever it takes to be ready, because I am the leader of this football team, and I am going to make sure that we go out there and we give this everything we've got. Because I believe we're good enough to not just beat these guys, but I told you guys after the game, everything is still out in front of us, including the Super Bowl. And I am not going to miss out on what could be a magical run with this team and with my guys.
Okay, so, yeah, you understand that that is what's said behind closed doors, right? You know that, right?
Sure, but then what's the downside of saying?
Hold up a second. Okay, because... you do have a quarterback. This is not Brett Favre, year 15, okay? Or Aaron Rodgers, year 10. This is, you have a quarterback that has a different skill set that even if it takes Philadelphia and what's-his-face, what's the coordinator's name again? I always forget
Vic Fangio.
Fangio. If it takes Fangio one period and he says, we have to look at the Malik Willis run game opportunities off of this, if you can get that accomplished by doing the pressure the way you do, you win. At least you win that battle. So If you think there's anybody, yeah, roll your eyes all you want. Time is precious. It's this weekend.
And that's why you put Malik Willis in the game before Jordan Love hurt his elbow. You said this yourself. You put Malik Willis so they have to work on it. Well, they're already working on it. So you already put it in the
Listen, they know.
You said
they
that's
know.
Why they ran that play. You said it.
I think that's why they did. Fangio, if he knows, they know Jordan Love's playing.
Okay, and do you think that Jeff Hafley is sitting there going, well, we better work on Kenny Pickett?
No, because Kenny Pickett is Kenny
Pickett. What are we talking about here?
Because Malik Willis does some things differently, and yes, you better make sure if he comes in the game, we have to make sure we got RPO run, or there's going to be more stuff that he can do, and I know it's not going to be a big deal, but at this time of the year, any little thing, one thing will matter. And if you can do that and play the subterfuge game, you play it. I don't have any problem with it. I don't need to know everything. Now, you're going to have to do injury reports. We all know that Jordan Love's playing. So it doesn't really matter. And I promise you this, there isn't anybody sitting in that locker room playing backgammon or throwing spades or doing whatever everybody's doing now on their phones. Which is sad. That makes me really sad. That's one of my favorite parts of playing. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there, and you're telling me and Cliffy are playing backgammon. Oh, boy. I just heard Farvey out there saying to Wildy, oh, my elbow's pretty sore. Oh, no, no. He's taking all the reps. You know he's playing. Nobody cares. I can assure you, we're not sitting there playing backgammon worried about, oh, my gosh. Oh, Jordan Love just said this. We don't care. It's a moot point, Jason. And it's a moot point in the big world, too. I get that you want more info. I understand it. I respect it. But nobody owes you anything, and I don't have a problem with the limited deal.
Whoa, wait. Well, hold on there, Jimbo. I'm not saying he owes me anything either. My point is not even – I was fine with his answers. They were brief, but they were informative. He's got soreness still in his elbow. He's got feeling back in his hand. They haven't decided yet if he's going to need to wear padding on his elbow or not. He said he didn't wear padding in practice. Now, the subterfuge comes in by the fact that they didn't allow reporters to watch individual drills yesterday, so you couldn't see him throw passes.
It's called the Greta Van Susteren rule. So the GVS rule, I think, is up in Green Bay.
So no one, obviously I'm on the air, so I'm not there, but you don't have Rob Domofsky and Tom Silverstein and Matt Schneidman and all those guys, Bill Huber, saying, well, we watched Jordan Love throw passes during individual drills, and he did not look like he had the normal velocity, and he was spraying the ball all over Clark Hinkle Field. Right? Mm-hmm. So you eliminate that from being able to be reported. I even understand why they would do that. But the idea that your answer to your playing on Sunday is, we'll see. Yeah, I'm confident or whatever he said. That to me was he could have said that, look, I ain't missing this for nothing. They're going to have to amputate my throwing arm to keep me from playing in this game.
Yeah. Football guy.
That's a
football guy.
Right. Yep. Right. But again, and he's at a different point in his career than Rodgers and Favre late, but he's not at a different point in his career than Aaron Rodgers was in 2008 when he had to go down to the Hudson Center and prove to Doc McKenzie and and Mike McCarthy and everybody else that he could throw with a dislocated throwing shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So, again.
It's different. It's different.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers said all week long that week, he planned on playing. I don't know if they're going to let me, but I plan on playing. So look, this is minutia, right? Because you're right. He's playing. And however he answers it is how he answers it.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth. You want Jordan to take the alpha role and say, there ain't no way I ain't playing. I am Clint Eastwood in this bad boy. I don't care if you got to cut two fingers off, blah, blah, blah. I'm going out there and playing. That's what you want to set a tone for that locker room. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
As a player, do you?
And I don't have a problem with
that either. As a player, do you care?
I know he's playing. I know
he's
playing.
So you don't need to hear that.
I don't care. I don't need big bravado. I need you to go and play. Whatever. Yeah, great. You're not causing me any consternation. Again, we're not talking about other people's injuries. You talk about your own. You handle it the way you want to. The coaches will handle it. You want to, if you can gain any sliver of an advantage, and I'm not saying this will or won't, but I assure you, a little subterfuge, not a bad thing. Just yeah, throw a little something at old Vic, and Vic is thinking, ooh, boy, that elbow, right, you're not feeling real good. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Get out of here with your subterfuge.
You don't know.
I think Jordan Love, because Matt LaFleur came out and used the, he was limited. Well, did he throw the ball? He was limited. He threw it in a limited fashion. And that's his spiel, which is tired, in my opinion. And he certainly
What do you want him to say? What's his new? What would you advise him to do if he wants to give you nothing?
Let me give that
still
some thought, and let me finish my thought first. And that is, I think Jordan Love wants to stay in line with however his coach is handling it, so he doesn't want to. I thought there was some trepidation that he just didn't want to say anything because Matt LaFleur wants to play this game. That's what I thought.
And times have changed, huh? Now we got the quarterback worrying about what the head coach thinks. We haven't had that happen in a while around here.
Am I right? Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, well,
Jesse is...
Hurts, donuts. That elbow. Funny bone, isn't it? It's funny how that... No?
The funny bone thing was not funny. This
you
is
laughed.
No...
I bet you fake laughed.
I did not, actually.
You fake laugh?
Nope, I
Thank
did
you.
Not. Check the tape. We will hear some of the audio from yesterday's insightful.
Will we? Yeah, I got it if you want.
I'm not sure we will.
Not
I don't
lot.
Think we're going to.
Maybe. Let's give Jesse the commercial break to make sure that he's got what he really thinks he has. There's
bit.
No errors and downloading.
And you know what's always fun? Saying Happy New Year, it means a lot of rough days are ahead for those who suffer from seasonal affective disorder. Plenty of gray. It's just been a gray, kind of chilly, frigid days. And we just want to be home with a bowl of chili, snugly and warm at our house. Oh, that sounds so good. Pella can make your home as beautiful on the outside as it is comfortable on the inside. Celebrate the new year. Zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But hurry up. You only have until January 31st, so visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions do apply, and I want to let you know. I don't know. The only thing I'm a little irritated with Gina about, she sent us a text last night, which
she
I
did.
Love. Love hearing from Gina.
You've never been irritated
The Milwaukee
with Gina.
Builders. I'm going to see if Jesse knows what I'm irritated about. The Milwaukee Builders Association Hope Show at State Fair Park.
Home show.
It is coming up this home show.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah. Home show.
You said the Hope Show.
Well, if you're hoping to get new windows and doors, you're going to go to the home show. What do you want to do here? Do you not want to have hope? You want to have joy? You want to be comfortable? All right, whatever. You guys do the read then next time. It is this weekend at State Fair Park. What I don't like, Gina used to always give us, and that if you want to meet Gina, which everybody does, she'll be out there on Saturday from 3 to 4:30, and I'm told she'll sign an autograph now. She'll take a picture now. I can't guarantee that.
It's a good follow-up question by someone there.
Jason followed up. We didn't get an answer, but I know Gina. She's very personable. She will. But I don't love the fact she always tells us what booths they're in.
And
booth
she
59.
Didn't do that this time.
And yeah. 97D so or whatever that was.
At some point before tomorrow, I'd appreciate understanding exactly what booth, but they'll be out at the State Fair, and if Gina will be out there again from 3 to 4:30 for the hope. Home show.
You
Hopefully
really are.
You can get those new windows and doors, and what a great deal from a financing standpoint that you can have.
You go blank yourself, San Diego. You really are Will Ferrell. Like, she has a typo in her text, and then it becomes the Hope Show. Like, it just never dawned on you that it might have been a typo.
What
more
do you
Will
mean?
The straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse, do we have the funny bone? What's so funny over there?
Why would we have that? That's
because you got to have hope.
All right.
Got to have hope.
I have a lot of commentary from head
gotta
coach
have joy
Matt LaFleur.
Got to have some joy.
Quarterback Jordan Love. I have a minute-long montage of...
Seems a little long.
One word answers for the most part from Jordan Love on the status of his elbow.
Yeah, this is fun.
I have not given it a full listen to hear if the funny bone comment is part of that montage, so we can
all find out together.
Just wait a second.
So the one bit of audio that I really wanted to hear, you're not even sure is in there.
Well, I think you've reenacted it pretty well.
Well, we know what a great actor he is. We've covered that throughout the headline season.
Nothing like Jerry Jones, I can promise you that. Is it crazy to say? Well, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. I'm not going down this rabbit hole.
Oh dear.
Jerry Jones is a better actor than Ben Stiller.
Well, you're going anyway.
He's a better actor than Ben Stiller. Period. Thin.
Is he a better actor than Mark Tauscher?
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Okay. Low bar. All right, Jesse, what do we need to hear here from Jordan Love?
Well, here you go.
Numbness and getting done away.
Yep.
How soon after the game ended?
Pretty much by the next day. Like, it was feeling back to normal, a little bit less numb.
So your grip on the ball felt fine today?
Yeah.
Is it the funny bone? I mean,
mm-hmm.
like
yep.
everybody's had happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing funny about it.
No. Definitely not. See, yeah. I'm hopeful.
Okay. Hey, Jordan, I didn't hear the first part, but do you have feeling back in? Is it back fully? Or
yes.
Close?
Yes.
So, Jordan, why did they limit you?
Just based on my hand, getting back to it.
So if the feeling's back, does it still hurt in any way, or how is it affecting you at practice today?
Yeah, it's more my elbow. Just covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
Is it hurt when you throw? Like, do you feel it?
Hurts, don't it?
Yeah.
Well, if your hand feels fine and your elbow feels fine, then why they limit you?
I bet a good follow-up.
I asked that. You heard it in there. And he said it was because of his elbow.
I kept laughing. I was still chuckling.
Laughing hysterically. Yes, indeed.
Nothing funny about it.
So when you listen to that, Tausch, and the answer about are you going to play on Sunday is we'll see. Yeah, sure. I'm hopeful. I don't think the subterfuge
He might have to go to that Hope show down by Gina, and
his
I don't know if he'd catch a flight to get out to Philly. So that's probably what he's hoping. Jason, anybody think he ain't playing? Anybody?
No, but again, like, you listen to that. Like, if you're here's my question. Your team has lost two in a row.
Yep.
And again, what you do in front of us is not the same as what you are around your teammates. I totally get that. At the same time, Mike McCarthy taught us that when he's at the podium, he's not always talking to the knuckleheaded reporters. Sometimes he is talking to his team. So when Jordan Love gets up there and is asked if you're going to play, and your answer is, we'll see. Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm just saying that if I'm that's not what I'm looking for. Not as a reporter. I don't answer it however you want. I don't need you to write my story for me with your answer. But in a winner go home scenario,
Grok will do that.
That's what I hear. Yeah, and it'll tell me how positive I am compared to you. But I'm curious. Like, what's the harm? Look, man, I'm not missing this. This is the playoffs. We play for our paychecks in the regular season. This is when we play for our legacy. I'm not missing this opportunity. Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind if
he did that either. I think you're right. I actually think your analysis on this is probably correct. I think Jordan, as a young player still, is trying to kind of make sure he's toeing the company line. And making sure that if they're trying to subterfuge it, they're doing it. He doesn't want to have the bravado. And I would have had no problem if he said, heck yeah, I'm playing. Are you crazy? It's playoff time, baby. Yeah, that could be that galvanizing force. That could be. I understand where you're coming from. All I'm saying is the fact that he didn't doesn't make me think, well, now they don't have a chance in
right.
Philly.
Right. They're not going to win or lose grand scheme, based on what he said. I get it.
Unless you do a Ray Lewis or a Peyton Manning and you get up there, and I wish Aaron Rodgers would have done this. I think he'd have another championship if he did. You go in there and galvanize your whole team by saying, this is my last ride, baby. We're going to go get this. And everybody's like, "Dah, let's go." Jordan's not at that point in his career. I wish Aaron Rodgers would have done that. I think it would have been powerful. It would have been awesome. Who knows? I mean, obviously, you never know how that's all going to shake out. And even if you decide to be a boxer and come back, you still got that championship.
Well, we will see what happens on Sunday. None of us are expecting him to miss the game. None of us are expecting Jalen Hurts to not play. I don't think Jeff Hafley or Vic Fangio are losing sleep over, well, how do we adjust our game plan if it's Kenny Pickett? How do we adjust our game plan if it's Malik Willis, who, by the way, was also limited with his thumb injury? So, I don't know, maybe they should be thinking, well, what are we going to do if it's Sean Clifford? What if they bring back Tim Boyle as an emergency fourth quarterback?
Is Benkert part of that? Could we bring back Benkert?
He is. No, I believe he's all in now on social media and gaming. That's his thing.
Smart.
Now. So. Again,
want a gamer out there.
This is not good one. This is not going to win or lose the game, but it was just odd because he's not normally like
that. I'm starting to come around to your line of thinking. Normally, you don't sway me on almost anything.
Lord
knows
that's
true. So this is interesting.
So again, I'm not saying that this is the end all be all.
Jason, I guess before we go to break, I think the messaging part, you're always you have a big audience, right? And you're thinking about it. But this seems to me this is more about messaging to the Philadelphia Eagles than it is to your locker room. Because right.
Who
can't
aren't falling
the
for
Eagles.
It anyway?
You don't know. People are idiots sometimes now. People sit there and you'll think, oh, he's got a full house. And then they flop down, you got a 9 high. And you're like, oh, that guy just got me. He flipped up a 9 high, and I was sitting here at a pair of queens thinking I'm going to win this game, and bam. So don't always assume that everybody's the smartest guy in the room. Look at some of these organizations and how they manage it. Just because they got billions of dollars doesn't mean they're the smartest dudes in the room. Period. Thin.
I want to get to some of the other things that Jordan Love had to say yesterday, including about his inaccuracy, which he had called by himself inconsistent with his accuracy. So we'll get to that. I also asked him about last year's playoff win. I happen
that
to have,
fun.
I'll get into it, but totally different vibe about this team than there was going into that game last year. I'll talk about that as well. Want to remind you, if you've injured your elbow because someone has pushed you down and you've suffered some sort of ulnar nerve damage and you want to sue, well, there's only one place to call. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Is there a question about whether you might be able to play on Sunday in a playoff game? Do you think you have a case? Call David Gruber. No. If you've been injured, though, in an accident, you definitely need to call him. And I hope you never are, but if you have to make the call, make it 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. That's Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. We will get to some of the other things, the longer answers we got from Jordan Love. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Madison's new home of Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Churio, a high fly ball. Back, track, bye-bye baseball!
100.5 ESPN, your new home of the Milwaukee Brewers.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away. On the road. But you've got no destination in the mind.
Tausch, how would you say my situational awareness is?
You're pretty good.
Thanks. Yeah, I think so,
I mean,
too.
Outside of receiving gifts and just leaving them to banish. I think outside of that, your situational awareness is pretty good.
Like, really good, except for a couple of times really bad.
Like what?
I think that's fair. You'll get no argument on that. I think that's fair.
Well, what are the other ones, Jesse? I mean, obviously the gift fiasco.
Tausch's gift
what else?
Was tough. Yeah, but that.
I'm not gonna.
You gotta fake it for old tea.
No, you don't have to fake it, but you can at least take it home and burn it. I mean, you want to burn it, or you re-gift it, and give it back to somebody else. I mean, somebody likes Hans.
I wouldn't give that to anyone.
All right, you're just a blank hole.
So this would be another example.
That's just blank off.
So you could tell that it was getting awkward with Jordan Love yesterday with the way he was handling the questions about his elbow and his hand. So I decided that this would be a good opportunity to add a little levity. Oh, the funny bone! I tried a different approach, and I tried to pivot the conversation. I want you to rate the pivot that I tried here and the answer that it elicited.
Jordan, as much as you'd like to continue to talk about your elbow, I'm curious about what you did in last year's playoff game against the Cowboys. You know, there were two really good quarterbacks that came here before you, and I'm not sure how many games they had in the postseason as good as that. What does that do for you going into this playoff game? Anything at all?
Yeah, I think I think it definitely gives you confidence. You know, especially last year, you gave me a lot of confidence. I think just the way we played and executed as an offense, you know, gave us a lot of confidence in that time. But it's a new faces, a new team, and we got to go out there and do it again. You know, we can't live on, you know, what we might have did last year against the Cowboys, things like that. So we got to go out there and handle business and execute. But that's kind of, I feel like, what this offense can be at when we are kind of at our best. So there's definitely, that's the limit or the level we need to get to.
That is what this offense can be when it's at its best. Do you go into Philadelphia expecting him to be able to replicate that?
No, I don't. And if you remember, defense made some plays in that game too. Jordan was great. I don't know if we've seen that version of Jordan this season yet. Like, we saw some of that in the back end of last year. And I think, and I'm guessing because I've seen some of the other quotes that Jordan has said about the accuracy, and it's kind of been a choppy season for him. Now, is he peaking and playing his best football at this time of the year like he was last year? No, he's not. And you take Christian Watson out of that equation, that adds another layer to it. But I think he can play good enough to win. Do I think they're going to go to Philly and thrash them like they did the Dallas Cowboys? I don't. And I don't think this offense is quite there, especially in the passing game, that this is going to be, we're going to roll the ball up and down the field, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. I just don't envision that being the game. Now, maybe I'll be wrong, but I don't think that's how this thing's going to shake out.
So if you are putting together, I just got done taping Weekly Wildy with Alex Strolf, which will be premiering on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel a little bit later this morning. If you're putting together your game plan to beat the Eagles offensively, what does it look like?
Oh, it's easy for me. I've been saying this all week. I am not interested in run, third and six. I want you to be uber aggressive on first down. And I understand everybody's going to say you got to get Josh Jacobs involved, and I agree. He needs to be a part of it. But I want to see hard play action early in this game. I want to see him under center and doing the stuff that we've seen in the past work. Now, that doesn't mean everything has to be, but if you're going to soften up, I don't want this to be a predictable run, pass. Run, second and eight, pass. Uh-oh, it's third and now a penalty, third and 15. That game is not going to – that ain't going to do it. So taking shots, taking chances, finding the middle of the field, getting Tucker Kraft involved. I want hard play action passes by the time it's the end of the first half. on first down, I don't want it. I want it to be. I want it to skew play action pass over run. Doesn't need to be 5 out of 10 or 50 out of 100. It needs to be over. I want it over that line. I want it to be more on the hard play action, taking chances and letting Philly feel that's going to be a big part of your game, and then you bring the hammer in Josh Jacobs. That's what I think you need to see on Sunday.
So then, since you were talking about Vic Fangio earlier, my other question is, if you're Vic Fangio and you've watched the Packers' pass game be inconsistent, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Do you go in saying, look, we're just not going to let Josh Jacobs beat us? They also have the number one pass defense in the league. So
yeah, they're good.
How do you, if you're Vic Fangio, like, you've got to say, we cannot let Josh Jacobs dictate this game on us, or that's going to give them hope. Right?
And not the hope show down at State Fair Park.
Thank you. That's what I was going for.
Josh Jacobs is going to get his. I think they realize he's really good, and he's going to have some plays. The thing I'm going to wonder about, and we've seen this now, is Philly going to feel threatened at all to play heavy man, bring a guy down in the box, and really sell out? Do they feel like there's somebody on Green Bay's receiving core that can really hurt them? I don't know the answer. I'm guessing they will say, we will take our chances. And maybe they won't have to because they're stout enough and they got some big dogs in the middle of that defense. And, you know, Zach Bond is a heck of a player, too.
He's playing great.
Maybe they won't. Maybe they won't have to sell out to do that. But I don't think they're going to feel like, well, we can't put Darius Slay on this guy. We can't leave him solo. I think they're going to be ultra-aggressive and I don't think they're going to fear this offense at all. That's what I think.
Well, we will see how it plays out. I do want to get to a little bit more about the pass game because I did not get the chance to ask LaFleur about the play action and changing the run game. I want to try and ask him that today. I didn't find him to be in a particularly jovial mood yesterday either. So questioning the head coach. You know, I mean, he wasn't in a bad mood, but he was limited in his entertainment value yesterday. So
he's a little squirrely. That's what I thought watching. Yeah,
right? Yeah. It was different. It was a different vibe. But anyway, we'll get to that coming up because I do want you to hear what Jordan Love said about his self-diagnosis about the way he's throwing the football and his accuracy. We'll get to that next. It's Wildin Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Because I thought this was worthwhile asking him because he had been self-critical, which was not always the case with other quarterbacks I covered. But he has admitted that his accuracy has not been good enough. He used the word inconsistent. And so I wanted to understand why. And before that,
regressed?
No, I don't think so. But I would also say that I don't see the schemed open, wide open dudes that if you have to make a throw to them, it's okay if you don't put it quite exactly where you wanted to put it because he's more open than he has been lately, those receivers. So he had earlier been asked about the offense scuffling, and he basically said it's all different things and went through the list. Well, he goes through a list here as well. Here is that conversation with Jordan Love about his accuracy.
Jordan, you know, it's never just one thing when something's not functioning the way you want it. So have you kind of diagnosed what's been going on with the passing game the last several weeks? Like, what do you think you need to do specifically better to get it back to where it's been earlier in the year?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to go out there and execute. At the end of the day, we got to get in a rhythm early. I think that's really important. When you start a game, to be able to just feel like you're in that rhythm, feel like things are hitting, and obviously make plays early on. So I think if we get back in that rhythm and are executing at a high level, I think it makes it easier to go out there and play confident, play free. We just got to go out there and make plays at the end of the day.
You, with your elbow and whatever, you had said the other day that your accuracy has been inconsistent. Do you feel like you can get back to being accurate too? And is it more footwork or whatever else that can get you there? It's not necessarily dependent on how your elbow feels or what?
That's kind of the same thing I said earlier. Is it with that, it's everything. It's footwork, the timing of the plays, being on the same page with the receivers, obviously your fundamentals, throwing the ball, make sure everything's on point. So there's a lot of things that play into that, but it comes down to just being locked into the details, being on point when you get out there in the game, and just going out there and doing the same thing you do in practice, you know, making sure everything transfers over to the game.
Get in a rhythm early.
You know, that has not happened a lot. Well, what did you do at practice today?
Hmm.
I said you got to get in a rhythm at practice. Well, what did you all get done at practice, and were you able to find that rhythm?
I was limited. It would have been, but I didn't really feel like we need to go back to how poorly the start of that went. When he says get in a rhythm early in the game, does that mean you should take the ball?
No. This is a defer game all day.
Yes.
And that, again, getting off to a fast start can be on either side of the ball.
Correct.
And Philly is, I would bet Philly defers if they win. I don't know what Green Bay will do. Matt is obviously, he's on this kick where he wants to set the tone offensively. Okay, and make sure you do it then. Because you go and do a three and out, you're going to go into it. It's going to be a hornet's nest. Everybody's jacked up.
Indeed.
So when it comes to starting out, getting, that's where I always love keep passes, moving the pocket, finding some easy throws early in a game to get everybody settled in. And yes, you can run the football and you can do that, but I always, when we do our first 15, if we saw a keep or, you know, a big shot, nude, 99 nude, where Jordy or whoever would just go deep. It was a great play. Everybody was secured up. It was basically a one shot. You take a shot. And if it works, great. You saw it in Detroit last year, and that kind of started that. I think that really is what kind of started that ball rolling.
No doubt.
That's where you get that confidence from making plays. You can talk a big game, and Jordan can get up there and appease Wilde by saying, I'm the leader of this team, and I'm not missing any games. Bottom line is get up there and play, have success, and that's how you end up gaining confidence. Success begat confidence. Confidence begat success. You need them both. And I want to see early play action, early confident throws to get this passing game back in rhythm, because I know what the running game is going to do. I don't know what the passing game is going to do.
Yeah, you're right. All right, I want to get to some other things that we talked about with Matt LaFleur and with Jordan Love yesterday. We'll get to that. I also, the question that keeps rattling around in my brain is, what would this offense look like if it had Christian Watson in this game, and am I making too big of a deal out of his absence? Because as a guy who caught 29 passes all season, and if you just looked at paper, you'd think, why does Jason think that this is such a big concern? But I just can't get that out of my head, that his absence is going to be one of the things that hurts them on Sunday. We'll talk about that coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Want to remind you, at this point, I know you read that great Brandon McManus story yesterday. I know Tausch read it. I know he saw the video of those Broncos players screaming in frustration back when he was a rookie in 2014, and he doinked a 33-yarder off the upright when they were playing the Miami Dolphins, coached by Joe Philbin, by the way. You don't usually see players get that angry at the kicker. Well, Packers players probably felt the same way when their young kickers, Braden Narveson and Anders Carlson before him, were missing kicks. They don't feel that way anymore with Brandon McManus. He is 20 for 21 on field goals, and you know what that means? He has helped Steinhoffels donate $20,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. That's right. Every time the Packers make a field goal. And hey, Braden Arvidsson made 12 of them before they moved on from him as well. So they're up to $32,000 in donations to Special Spaces Wisconsin. And with the Green Bay Packers, they create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. Again, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels donates $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934, is 100% employee-owned, and is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.